It's me again. I know y'all like, yo, this is, yo, stay wildin', yo. I gotta give the people what they want, man. We gotta give the people what they want, man. Shouts to Ab, man. Ab just pulled up, man. Ab was just live in the building. Appreciate you, Ab. Appreciate the whole Nick of Time show. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Willie, I don't even know you, Willie. I know you now. I don't even know. I know you now, brother. Shouts to you pulling up too, man. Appreciate that, man. For me today was personal for me because I said, yo, you know what? These ladies, we need more ladies to give their voice, give their opinion, give their sports takes, and this, that, and third. And I apologize for that. Well, I do live streams. But you know, we running a business, so I'm so sorry for that. But anyways, you know, these ladies are very important. I think females that talk sports is important in general. And since they're important, I wanted to dedicate today, my Lord Jesus, I butchered it. I want to dedicate today to the females, especially the ones that's on Nick's Twitter, especially the ones that do sports. A lot of females, man. You know, they'd be scared to say their opinion online because a lot of men, you know, a lot of us men will get at them, oh, you're a female, you don't know sports, and this, that, and the third. But you got other females who come on here, like the lady who was on First Take, and she was getting that Cam Newton and talking about Cam Newton, and you know, you got females like that. But overall, in general, I believe that females are very important, and I believe that their sports takes are even more important. And with that said, I have another guest in here today, because I you know, me, State, I always try to be different. I hope none of you Nick YouTube content creators, I hope none of y'all follow my steelo. Do not copy me, bro. Don't copy what I do. You see me, you see State, yo, State, I'm trying to get this New York joint. I hate this. Jesus Christ, all this stuff that, yeah, now he looking good, yeah. But, lovely young lady, you know, hosts our own show, Boxing with Nika. Hopefully, I said her name right. And also is a part of another show, In the Ring with Christine, where they talk boxing. And she's also a resident Knick fan. And with that said, coming to the stage, Miss
I see some of my subscribers are in here, and I know they're like, "Damn, I could never go live on her page anymore," because I'd be doing the lives with Christine on her page on In the Ring with Christine. It's Women Crushing It Wednesdays, and we do talk boxing. But so yeah, so thanks for y'all tuning in. I'm gonna try to go live back on my page soon, okay?
As I get my phone, see, I got one of these chargers. I got a grocery store charger, man. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Sometimes those work the best.
I got a grocery store
You might
charger.
have to like bend the cord or something, but they still work, yeah.
I think I got a. No, it's still working. It's broke though. It's like broken from the cord. The butt. I call it the butt piece. Pause.
Pause. But now they say no Diddy, no P Diddy. They're
No
not
P
saying pause.
Diddy.
Yeah, they're not saying pause anymore. They're saying no P. Diddy because of all the stuff that's going on. Don't act like you didn't see it. Don't act like you didn't see it. I know you're from Harlem, but don't act like you didn't see it.
Diddy not from Harlem. He from the Yonkers, man.
Really? Okay. All right. So.
I appreciate
It's
her
still
story.
no Diddy here. I don't care. It's wherever you're from. You do creepy things. That's what you're gonna get laid with. That creepy.
Shout out to Diddy, man. Wow. Where do I begin? You know, you talk about boxing, and I think that is very intriguing to me. And also, shout out to the chat, man. The chat booming. Hold on, man, because I felt like last stream I didn't show the chat enough love, man. You got Willie in here. You
Yeah,
got
Willie. Yeah, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, how you doing? Oh my God, I feel so bad. I have not been live on my page, but they pulling up now. So I appreciate y'all.
I'm around. Yo, I hope you have a good day too. Charles said, yo, you multitasking. That's
Yeah,
nice.
yeah. That's why I was like, let me. I'm trying to do something because I feel bad. I haven't been live on my page in a while. So
it's okay, man. Yo, you gotta feed the people, man. You can't
hey,
do that.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, Mike? Oh,
hey, you know, shouts to
I must have got alerts on. Hey, Julian.
Shout out to Julian. Julian, I appreciate you, man. Nixon Boxing, my two loves. Yeah, we're going to get into a lot of boxing today, man. I got to, you know, shout out to the Knicks. They obviously won today. They beat the hell out of the Nets. You know,
the Brooklyn Nuts. The Brooklyn Nuts. I call them Brooklyn Nuts. That's what I call them. Mm-hmm. I've been drinking, so it's going to be a little bit, you know, spicy.
What you was but- drinking today?
Oh, this is actually Tito's.
Tito's?
Tito's and cranberry juice. Yeah.
Tito's have you. Ooh, that have you up, boy.
Yep. But yeah, we stomped on the Brooklyn Nets like I know we would have. So yeah, you know, this has been an enjoyable season, I must say, so far.
It has. We'll definitely get into the next. Shout outs to your listeners, man. Yo, they mad as hell with you. Ain't no way. they in here more than my peoples. I know they pissed off.
Oh, Mike, don't start in here, Mike. Keep it cute. Keep it cute. I just start taking over the Barclays. We take over wherever we at.
Yes,
the Barclays,
yes.
Anywhere. All right, Mike?
Yes, queen.
Fall in line.
Appreciate you, queen. Appreciate you. Yo, shout out to Willie, man. Willie in here for real, man. I am nice, man. Yo, you in here for real, man.
I want to apologize to my subscribers that I have not been live in so long on my page. But look, I'm bringing you a treat because most boxing fans, y'all love basketball too. So, you know, you're getting two for one.
Yes, you are. So with that said, Nika, I apologize for not sending you all of the 10 questions.
Okay, that's fine. You know, cause I always... off the top of the dome, so it don't matter.
my brain, listen, man, I be doing so much, my brain be on tilt sometimes.
Hey, dude, you really are a busy man. I see how you move. You do a lot, so I'm surprised that you were able to like actually get all these interviews done today.
Oh yes, I will, for the people.
Yeah,
this ain't for, you know, and I do it for the love. I don't do this
and
for
all my subscribers. Please, if you love me, go ahead and subscribe to his page, you know.
Thank you.
Do that for your girl.
I'm actually, see, this
and one. Like the videos on both of my pages, please. Yes. And thank you.
Yes. Oh, I appreciate that. Let me start off with this question. The hell with it, because I can't find it right now. I don't know why I can't find it. Where did you come up with the name Boxing with Nika?
Well, it's actually
Knockouts
with Nika. Yeah. I was just trying to find something that rhymes, but it started with the M. But this one starts with a K. But you know, that involved boxing. So knockouts is obviously one of the big things in boxing. So you know, that's how I came up with the name Knockouts with Nika. You know. It actually came up with this during the pandemic. That's how I started my page, because we couldn't like leave the house, really, pretty much. And I was like bored out my mind. And you know, I love sports. I love boxing. I love basketball. I love football. So I was just like, you know, let me start a YouTube page just to keep my mind busy and do something while we're in here on freaking quarantine or whatever. And that's how I started my page, because I am a huge boxing fan. I love boxing, so that's how. But I think I might turn my page into a sports page, because I do on Twitter, you know, on the spaces and stuff. The spaces that I'll be in are part of boxing Twitter, but we talk about all sports. We're like basketball, football, and all of that in there. So I will say
that's
that.
That's a great name. COVID, you know, COVID, one of the most horrible diseases I've ever experienced in my life. Forced people to think outside the box.
It really did. A lot of people started businesses from home. Like it really did put like fire under like entrepreneurs' asses. Really. Can we cuss on here? Because I'm a person.
Oh, hey! Don't be here on a new
set. I'm just checking. I want to behave.
No way.
Okay. All right. So,
let me start off. Now that I finally found it. Oh my God. Brain is on tilt once again. Please forgive me, everybody. Please forgive me. Where are you from? Do you have any siblings?
Okay, right? So yes, I have two sisters, two younger sisters. I'm the oldest of three. I'm 42, and I'll be 43. You don't have to add that one because that's my So I'll be 43 next month, and I am Puerto Rican and Dominican. I'm from the Bronx. Don't get stomped. Yeah, and that's pretty much it. I'm based out of Florida right now though, so I just moved here during the pandemic, so in Miami.
What made you move to Florida?
The pandemic, really, and to be closer to my family. So I was in New York by myself, so I didn't have no family there. So
that's great. What was your loves growing up? Because obviously, you know, you love boxing, so it had to be some type of motivation growing up for you to get into boxing. You had to get it from somewhere. You had to get it from your mother, your father, your cousin, somebody on TV. Because it's rare for a female to like really genuinely love sports the way you do. But boxing, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, I love all sports because I was a tomboy too, because my cousins, I had two boy cousins, and you know, I just tagged along with them. But how I got into boxing is my mom, she was a boxing fan, not so much now, but and that was the only time I was able to stay up late was to watch fights on like HBO, you know. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna act like I love this because I want to stay up late, you know. And then I fell in love with it just and as growing up. And I think because I'm a little bit of a violent person and I just like seeing people get beat up, I don't know. Maybe it may be that too. So yeah,
you like to see people get beat up.
Yeah, because you know, I don't know if some of y'all know me from Twitter, but the Twitter page that I have now is like my 40th page. Like the people on Twitter are so, the trolls, oh my god, on boxing Twitter, I just like merged into like Nick's Twitter, but boxing Twitter, oh my god, the trolls there are like so insane. They make you want to fight, like they make, but you can't do nothing on the phone. So it's like it be these grown ass men that don't like women in boxing, you know, and they be on the fucking couch farting on their nuts, and then just over there they talking to women crazy, and I'm not the one. So if you say something to me crazy, I'm gonna cuss you out, and then they want to report you. So then I lose a page, you know.
So Julian got a question.
Motion.
Nika, who is your favorite Puerto Rican boxer of all time?
Oh, Tito. Come on, Tito. Tito.
Tito.
Tito.
And that's a great segue, because I asked you, kind of a personal question, but do you feel like women is more subjective to like dumb shit as far as like talking sports? Because you said, you know, you love boxing, you got it since you was a kid, you love seeing people beat up. Me too, personally. I watch
it. It sounds bad, but I do. It's entertainment for me. I'm sorry.
How do you feel about people? Do you feel like women are subjected to more criticism than men when it comes to talking sports? And can you give the people an example of this that you had to experience?
Oh, absolutely. Oh my god, women are like so. I haven't experienced this yet in Nick's Twitter, but in boxing Twitter, the men, some, I'm not going to say all, because I do have a group of friends in boxing Twitter that respect women, and they enjoy that women love sports. But then we have the other bunch. And I like to say this, men with pussies, you know, I always tell them, their pussy's leaking on the timeline, go wipe it, and then that's how they report me. But they will, like, I could just be like saying, oh, you know, that was a good fight. Shut up, bitch. And it's like, was that even necessary? So, and if somebody doesn't agree with my opinion, they take it out of boxing. They go personal. So I don't, you know, I have a short temper. So, you know, I'm not going to let nobody disrespect me. And so, you know, we could toss, go back and forth all day, you know, debating sports. But once you disrespect me, you're going to get it back. And it's not going to be the same. It's going to be worse. So that's that. Like, I have so many stories. It's not even funny. It's just think about all the fucking accounts I have. Like, this was my 40th. Probably, I think I'm just being very generous. Like, with saying 40. Like, this is probably my 35th or 40th Twitter account. And it's the longest one that I have, because now they changed like the rules, because now when I tweet, if I try to tweet something crazy, I'll get a notification that says, some people might like this tweet that you're going to tweet, you know? So you might want to change it. And I'm like, damn, I get these notifications before I tweet. So this is why my page right now on Twitter has lasted this long, because I get a warning before I, you know, before I tweet out. But there are some men that inboxing that do respect the women. But, you know, for, you know, I sometimes we'll do an interview with boxers and I'll get a DM that says, you were making him laugh too much. I know y'all fucking. And it's just like, damn, I can't be funny. I'm not funny. It's got to be because I fucked him. And when we're doing a Zoom interview, it's because I fucked him that he's laughing. Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's stuff like that. Crazy. It really is.
Ooh, what's your worst run-in?
See, the run-ins, I haven't had any run-ins because, you know, trolls, they only brave with their thumbs. They're only brave with their thumbs. When they see me in person, it's like, oh my god, you know, I'll be playing with you online. You know, no one takes everything. Everybody that I met in person, they're so sweet, they're so kind. So I've never had a bad run-in in person. It's just only online. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Have you had any, like, bad run-ins in person with people? Because I feel like people only have this energy online. I've met so many people that I know talk crazy online. And when I see them in person, it's just like, oh my God, where's the where's the fucking hell bat that was online talking to me crazy?
Honestly, with me, it's crazy because with me, like, you talking about like in person? No, in person, they show me, I get love. I get love out here, y'all. I get love out here, these dicks for the streets. I ain't gonna lie. But online, yes, I have. Julius Randle fans got my goddamn profile deleted twice. It's my third Twitter profile. I should have been at 10K.
I wish I would have had two times, because I had a cop that was up to 10,000 too. And they got me up out of there, got me out the paint.
So. Yeah, yo, it's crazy.
Definitely, everybody I've met in person, they're so sweet, they're so nice. So I have not had any bad, like, interactions with people in person. It's only been online. So SC Mike says they tell us you made their man crush giggle. Yeah, this is what it is. Like, they don't like, because, you know, a lot of times fans get butthurt when they're online and they're talking to some of their favorite athletes and they don't respond to them, but then they see them respond to me. You know. That's not my fault. Be funny. Do something to stand out. Don't get mad at me. Get your jokes up, but do something.
Shout out to the chat, man. Hit that like button. Absolutely hit that like button. Executive Suite, MLE, appreciate you pulling up. My guy, D-Block, salute. D-Block, you've been here all day, man. Salute, man. Haven't been in the ring in 5 years. I'm definitely going to ask her as she boxed before. Obviously, I got to ask her that. Made jealous. You made their man crush giggle. Ah, that's mad funny. Al Money, 231, 100. Appreciate you.
Hey, Al.
Where's your super chat button? You should be able to modernize.
Yeah, so, we gotta get him over 1,000 subs. So everybody that's in here now, if you're not subscribed, subscribe. And all of my followers, I know I have over 1,000 subscribers. So if y'all are in here tuning in, go ahead and subscribe.
That's a fact.
Because he definitely goes live way more than I do. I haven't been live since like November.
Why you stop? What happened?
Because I was listening to Ebony. Sometimes you gotta just take a break. Like, these trolls, they really do the most. Like, they do the most. They really do. So you gotta kind of like step back and like take a breather, because I only do it for fun. And if you take the fun out of it, then I don't need to do it. So it's like, you know, I can't keep stressing myself like that. Like, these guys, they're really bad. They really are bad.
So let's get right into it. Boxing. Where should I start off first? All right. So the first question I got for you about boxing specifically, and shout out to everybody who's tuned in. Why is it back in like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, all the greats fought each other? All the greats fought each other. All of them. Yeah. Nobody ducked smoke. Nobody. Why in today, 2024, why do these boxers continue to duck smoke and not give us Hall of Fame fights that people want?
So I personally think it's because a lot of fighters are scared to lose their O. There have I feel like Mayweather probably has a little hand in that because he's undefeated, and that is one thing that a lot of fighters are scared to lose their O. And there are so many champions who have L's on their records. So I wish they would get back to the old school days where we're getting fights that we all want, and we don't you're not ducking a fight or whatever, and like outbidding themselves in how much they want. That's all the also another form of ducking. We're not getting all the fights we want. Sometimes when we do, it's already like way past the cooking time of the fight. It would have been like the best, but I really feel it's because a lot of fighters are scared to lose their O. So that's pretty much the synopsis of it. Like they're
Not
scared to take an L. They really are scared to take an L.
lose their what?
L. I mean, they're sorry, they're O. I'm
They're
just
oh,
sorry.
where's the oh? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
A zero because there's zero losses. So they don't want to catch an L. They don't want to get that first L on their record. So they're, some of these fighters, they know that we want to see is their best competition. So most likely you might get an L. So if you're a fighter, you should not be scared to take an L. You get back up. If you lose a fight, you get back up, beat the next man's ass or a woman's ass. So
Top 10 boxers of all time.
ooh, 10? Oh wow. All right, so Mike Tyson is definitely one.
Why is that?
Because I feel like he reminds me of me, if I'm being honest. Mike is not the man to fuck with. He really is not the man to fuck with. But sometimes people are dumb and they fuck with him, and then you get what you get. So he I don't know, I love seeing knockouts. I really do. I'm one of those people who like to see knockouts, and Mike Tyson was one of those guys. You didn't know when it was gonna happen, but you knew it was gonna happen. So so that's why he's definitely one of my favorites. And he's one of those guys, like he don't fuck with nobody. With nobody. And people just like the pull, pull, pull. I don't know if you've seen that video of him on the airplane, and there was this guy, like,
Absolutely.
yeah, he was fucking with Mike, trying to get he was trying to get a lawsuit. He obviously was trying to get, like, because you can't beat Mike's ass. So why are you fucking with him? Why are you fucking with this man? He's on a flight minding his business, and you over here picking with him. You obviously want a lawsuit. And it takes so much for these celebrities and athletes to like not go off, because so that's why I'm glad I'm not like an athlete or something like that. I would have so many lawsuits on me. Oh my God. Like, because I don't have the patience. So that's why I love Mike. So 10 is a lot because I don't really have like
So far.
like that. I just have like I love boxing altogether. And that's a big thing in boxing Twitter. Like they don't know how to like root for one man and not cut down the next man. Like if my guy that I'm rooting for is fighting your guy, I don't need to cut him down, because then I'm kind of like taking the value out of the win. If I'm saying that you're a bum, then it's like, okay, well, if my fighter is beating you, you're a bum. What did he do? He didn't do anything. So fans need to get out of that. They really need to get out of cutting down other fighters and while they're cheering for their man. You don't have to hate on somebody to cheer for your guy. So that's why I have a big problem in boxing Twitter, because people do not agree with, your boxing opinions or who you're rooting for. So that's why I feel like Nick's Twitter has been a little bit of a breath of fresh air, because we're all rooting for the same team. We're all rooting for the Knicks. So I don't really know how much drama can come out of that, but I do see a little bit going on, but it's not as bad as as boxing Twitter. I seen something going on a couple of days ago, but it's definitely not as bad as boxing Twitter at all. So
Nika,
yeah.
I've been with the babies the past 2 weeks, Nika.
You've been what?
I've been with the babies the past 2 weeks.
Oh, the babies or the ladies?
No, the babies.
Babies.
I work with kids now. I don't
Oh,
work.
okay.
I upgraded. Ever since working with the babies, I've been super calm.
Oh, so wait, so you've been calm? This is what you call calm? What I've been seeing has not been calm, but okay, I do the same thing. I'll be going off, and then I'll be like, hey, I was chilling. was chilling. I'm calm. So yeah. If this is your, I could just imagine. I know how you operate now. So if it was worse than this, then I already know. I've slowed down too. I've been behaving. So
yeah. I'm matured. That's what I would say. You have to mature at a certain point. You can't like allow everybody to move you off your pivot. Matter of fact, shout out to the chat once again. They love you in Nike. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, look at All Right and Yogi. You guys are really pulling up. Yes, everybody go ahead and subscribe to Stay Up New York Knicks podcast. If y'all love me, you know, show the real love and support everybody that on the podcast. The Fans Corner, how you doing? Oh, yeah, you guys are.
Yo, they
geez. No, I can name 10 boxes, but I don't have like 10 favorite. It's just I love all boxers. I love the sport of boxing. So, but my favorite one boxer is Mike Tyson. So
shout out to my guy, Die Hard Knicks podcast. Mike is a sage. Never thought Mike would be Black Yoda 2020.
Yeah, he's very calm, but I feel like he's always been calm. People just like to fuck with him. Those are the people you don't fuck with. Like if that's why when people go off, like they troll with me on Twitter, they don't know how I react. So they don't know what they're rolling up on. Like, if you're going to fuck with me, you got to be ready to get what you get.
When you say Mike is a calm person, so you think just stuff mentally was affecting him? Just him being a Black man, being a millionaire, one of the biggest global stars that we've ever seen at this point in, of his life. And we all know what he went through. He went to jail. We ain't got to repeat what he went to jail for, but if you're a sports fan, you kind of know. And he came home and then he got into another fight. He's biting people fucking ears off and this, that, and third. And then I see this man, you know, I'm 30 plus years old now. I'm looking at Mike Tyson on a couch, smoking with somebody, talking sports and genuinely talking.
Yeah.
Like, so you think that's mental?
It probably was mental, that he had a lot going on. And, you know, his trainer had died. He had a lot going on. So now that I'm older, I realize that mental health is definitely something to, like, take serious. And when I was younger, when you see all these athletes, like, going crazy, you know, quote, unquote, what we think is crazy, it's really just them dealing with something mentally in their life, you know. So I guess I saw through it. I don't know. But I feel like I love Mike. I'm a very lovable person, but I really have a short temper. So it's just like, you know, if you don't fuck with me, you're gonna get happy Nika. You do it, you're gonna get nasty Nika. It's your choice. Your choice.
Shout out to Mike, man. Who's second on the list?
I guess second would be like a current boxer, which would be Terrence Crawford. I like him as a boxer. He just had a huge fight in July against Errol Spence, and he beat his ass, something crazy. And that's why I lost a lot of my pages on Twitter, was going back and forth with people about the Errol Spence and Crawford fight. I literally lost, like, I want to say 15 pages alone from the trolls arguing about Spence. So, yeah, he would be my second person.
Yo, the chat loves you. They love you. Shout out to my guy, White Falcon. Man.
I got all my people in here. Y'all are so kind. We pull up again because we're talking basketball and busing. So, yeah.
That's nice. So, number two. Who's number two?
You see, look, if the Die Hard Knicks podcast, he's right. It's like, it's hard to deal with trauma in the public eye. And a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people, they feel like they are entitled to know people's personal business. These people are still human. Just because they're celebrities and athletes do not mean that we're entitled to know their personal life, their health issues. Like, that's not none of our business. None of our fucking business. Mind your business. Just watch the sport, cheer or boo. That's it. Why you gotta talk about this man's wife, his kids, and stuff like that? It's crazy. It really is. So yeah.
Shout outs to Bud. And shout outs to Die Hard Knicks podcast, man. My guy Eru, man. We got Die Hard State of Mind. I think we got one coming Monday. He gonna pull up to the liquor store, man. Shout outs to Harlem. Shout outs to Boston Project, right across the street. Everybody. Shout outs to 126 people that's in here right now. Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, man. Her second person was Bud.
Yes.
Shouts to Crawford, man. Who is your third on your list and why?
You know, I like Bernard Hopkins. I've always been a fan of Bernard Hopkins. He's, I wish he would have retired way before he did, because he got knocked out, like, when he should have been out the ring, when he should have just been retired and enjoyed his life. But I really love Bernard because he's just like, he did time in prison. When he came out, he changed his life around and like took the sport serious, and he just was, you know, about his business. I love like gritty fighters. That's why I love, and I love gritty basketball. That's why I miss the old Knicks from the 90s, like, you know, with Anthony Mason and Charles Oakley. I love like the hardcore gritty stuff. So, yeah.
Shout out to Nish.
Oh, I got this jersey from Michelin Ness. But I got it on sale when they had the Black Friday sales. You got to catch those sales, girl, because they be trying to. Yes, I got this. This is Patrick Ewing. Yeah, so Michelin Ness.
Shout out to Pat, man. Shout out to Patrick Ewing. So you said, but who your fifth?
Let me see. See, I don't really have favorite fighters like that. I love the sport. That's why when people be like trying to argue with me, and because they be like fanatics, you know, it doesn't register with me, because I'm just like, if you love the sport, you just want to see good fights. You want to see your favorite fighter, another good fighter. So I don't really have that many other favorite fighters. It's just my guy, Mike Tyson. And then current would be, but.
Okay. Favorite boxing match you've ever seen? Live, one live, and also one on TV.
It would probably be the Spence and Bud fight that I went to in Vegas, because it was such a crazy buildup to that fight. Years, because this was a fight, you know, that marinated for so many years. And I literally went back and forth with so many people about Spence and Crawford. So the fact that that was part of my reason of starting a YouTube page as well, because I wanted to be able to, like, because I was getting, you know, suspended off of Twitter all the time because I was like debating people. So I was like, you know what, I need to get this shit off my chest. So I did the YouTube, and then I started, you know, you can't really report me on my YouTube when I'm talking my shit. So that was another reason why I started my YouTube. But definitely the Bud and Spence fight, because all his fans thought, Spence fans thought that he was gonna like demolish Bud and tear his eye out. And then their guy, he went down bad. He went down so bad. You know, he calls himself the big fish that night. It was a goldfish. It was horrible, you know? But it was still a good fight because my guy won. But that was such an exciting and a fight, the anticipation for the fight. It was so much, like, there were so many people that came out from Twitter, from boxing Twitter, for this fight. You know, it was a good experience. So
where is Bud? So, you know, matter of fact, where is Bud on your top all-time list? And then right after, where's Zab Zuda on your list? Shouts to John B. Appreciate it.
I saw somebody ask that question. Where's Zab? I don't know if Zab is in my top 10, but he's definitely a great fighter, but he's not in my top 10. So I can't even give you a number because he's not in my top 10 for sure. I would say Bud is number two. Mike is number one. Bud is number two for now, because I don't have a whole list of favorite guys. I like to see good fights, and I don't care what network it's on. If it's on the Cartoon Network, I'm going to tune in, you know, like. That's a big thing in boxing too, like who these fighters, like the promotion companies they fight for. Me, I honestly do not care where these fighters fight, as long as they're giving us good fights. If you're gonna fight on OnlyFans or freaking, you know, the Cartoon Channel, I'm gonna tune in. This is what it is. So just give me good fights. That's it. I don't want to see good fights. That's all.
I appreciate you so much. That's good. Yo, love your answers, man. I appreciate y'all in the chat. Yo, I love the chat, man.
A lot of my boxing people's in here. Okay.
Shout out to Bernard Hopkins. He started fighting in prison. Appreciate that. Oh, appreciate that. Hopkins is a character. Good choice. Shouts to Julian. B-Hop is an OG. Me, she said, thank you, girl.
You gotta sign up for their email subscriptions, and then they'll email you when they're having sales 30 and 40% off, girl. I think I got this a 40% off. So, yeah.
Shout out to the executive suite. Hit that like button. I appreciate you.
Hit the like button. I think I went to school. Yeah, that is him. Hey, oh, you pulled up to this today. I appreciate y'all.
Yo, Nika, man, you got.
I went to elementary school with him in the Bronx.
what elementary school?
I'm CS50.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm with the PS206 in Harlem, PS96 as well. Okay, that's good, man. Oh, keeping it the boxing. Yo, love the chat, by the way. Y'all helping me out. Y'all, oh, yeah. Shit. You know how hard it is. I'm in my crib, busting my brain trying to think of
questions. Yeah, no, that's why when you sent me the questions, I didn't even really look at them. I'm being honest, because I know I'm not the one to like type out things and then talk about it. I'm just gonna like talk about whatever comes to my mind off the dome. So
appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. Shout out to Julian, man. Keep the questions coming, bro. Nika, I need to know. Tito is your guy. How do you feel about Miguel Cotto? Shouts to Miguel Cotto. I was watching, shouts to my OG from work. And we was talking about OG Kyrie. And he was talking about Miguel Cotto. And he got cheated in one of the worst boxing scandals in boxing history. And so I did my research. I did my homework. And can you explain that story, matter of fact, and then explain how you feel about Miguel Cotto? Because I know you know the story, but
it's like about the hand wraps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm kind of drunk right now. Not drunk, but I'm tipsy, so I don't know. But I don't want to explain that story all the way through. But
nah, you don't got to.
Miguel Cotto he's definitely a top Puerto Rican fighter. I'm not, just because I say Tito is my guy, I doesn't mean I don't love Cotto. That's what I'm saying. Like, I can love one guy and love another one too. Miguel Cotto is up there too. You know, I feel like a lot of these fighters, I hate to see when they don't retire in like when they should, because then they start getting these L's on their records from, like, you know, these younger fighters that are the new wave that come in, and then you just, you know, I guess, I don't know, maybe because I'm older now, I feel like the young fighters kind of like beating up on me, because now I think Cotto and I are probably the same age. But he's definitely a top Puerto Rican fighter, but he only asked me for one, so I gave him the one. It was just Tito. So Canelo ducking that better be his one. Okay, oh my God, all right. So people, I feel like, I guess it depends on who you ask, because I feel like Canelo knows the his worth, and he knows the money this fight can generate. So if he's asking for $150 million to $200 million to fight Benavidez, so people are saying, oh, you know, he's ducking. I personally don't think he's ducking. I feel like, see how we're all going crazy about Canelo and Benavidez? This fight will make that money. So if he's just a smart businessman, in my opinion, he knows if he asks for that much, he probably will get it, because everybody wants to see this fight. So y'all got to think about the business, because when it's all said and done with, nobody cares about these boxers when they're retired from the sport, you know? So he needs to think about himself and his family. So yeah, if I know that there's a chance I could get $150 to fight somebody that I know you are dying to see me fight, I'm going to ask for it. And then if I get it, then I'm a great businesswoman, right? It's not me ducking. It was me making a good business move. So I got to stop saying, this man is not ducking nobody. He is not scared of Benavidez. So get that out of your fucking vocabulary, executive. I cannot believe you just pissed me off like that. He's not ducking that man, in my opinion. But you're entitled to yours. I'll take it back. You're entitled to your opinion. But my opinion is he's not ducking, all right? But yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate the chat, too. Canelo getting the Saudis on board to make bank.
Yeah, because they're putting on a lot of fights in boxing. Like, well, as of recently, it's all been heavyweight fights, but they've been putting a lot of freaking money, like $80 million here. So why shouldn't Canelo ask for money if he could probably get it? Like, are y'all not crazy? If you go to work and you know And your boss, you don't even know, but your boss is waiting for you to ask for a raise, but you didn't go in there and ask for it, so you're not gonna get it. Like, a closed mouth don't get fed. So pay me the money. You want to see me fight this man so bad? Pay me the money. Like, I don't really know what's so hard to like grasp of that, but yes, Mike. Oh, Mike. Yes, I'm so glad you reminded the people, because Mike is a big Spence fan and he was talking this shit. But I want to know how much money you lost. That's what I really want to know, Mike. How much money you lost, because you were a diehard Spence fan and your man got put in the dirt. He got put in the dirt because y'all was saying, oh, Bud's going to get put in the dirt, put in the dirt. Y'all was shoveling shit like you were in the, you know. And then your man's got put in the dirt. So, yeah, I hope you're healing. I hope you're fine, Mike. You know, I'm still celebrating like almost a year later. Yeah.
Why do you think, real quick on that fight specifically, because I'm today I'm letting Nika run the show. I'm letting the chat run the show. I do. I love you guys. Y'all is a blessing. We got 23 people in here.
I appreciate all my subscribers from my page, because I really haven't. I haven't been live since November of last year. So I'm pretty sure all the people that are here, they probably got a notification. So I appreciate y'all tuning in.
Make sure I'm the motivation for you to start getting on here more consistently.
Yeah, I am. I'm gonna try. Because I do it for fun and to like keep my mind busy. But then when I gotta be cursing people out and doing the most, it's just like, is it really worth it? Because I don't be wanting to talk. Like, some people be talking to me so crazy, I really want to spit in their face, but I can't. So it's just like, you know, I'm just gonna say suck a dick and then block you. That's my thing now. When you come at me now, I tell you to suck a dick and I block you. And I think that's another reason why my page is still active, because I have been blocking people.
Yo, man, you know what? I'll give you some advice. When it comes to random addies, take the high road every time.
I'm short. I'm 5'3". I can't take nothing high. I'm short. I just can't.
I give you listen, next time somebody call you dumb, hey.
Every time somebody says something to me, I say your mother, and then I block them now. No, I gotta.
Okay, understand.
I got to. Because they can't be comfortable disrespecting people. Like, they really do take time out of their lives to make fake pages to harass women in the, you know, any women that's on Twitter or Instagram, YouTube. I know for a fact there's one man, and I hate to even call them men, but, you know, one dick sucker that's like in his feelings and don't like a woman talking sports, so he's gonna make a fake page. You should be in the room fucking your wife. Like, you guys got to get a life. Sports, it's just like entertainment. That's it. Bye.
Woo! What do you think of Spence leaving Derrick James, Nika?
See, I kind of knew this information for a while, but I didn't. You know, that's when you can't really reveal your sources. So I think it's a good move, actually. I don't know who he would be a good fit with to go to and train with, but I do think it's a good move, because a lot of people were complaining about how Derrick James wasn't, like, he didn't look supportive after his loss to Bud. He wasn't, like, you know, in the post-conference, he wasn't really, like, there to support Spence. And now he's, like, working with Ryan Garcia, and it's, like, kind of a shit show over there. It's like a circus over there. So I feel like Spence doesn't want to have anything to do with that. You know, so that might have been his, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. But, you know, I don't really know. He could go to any trainer he wants. He's still not going to beat Bud in a rematch. So if that's what he thinks, you can get God himself to train you. You're not going to beat that man. So, sorry.
Is Bud better than Mayweather?
Is who?
Is Bud better than Mayweather?
I don't think so, but they're just, to me, they're kind of their own. They're special in their own way. Like, sometimes you could have a lot of you. I mean, not sometimes, all the time. You can have many greats. It don't have to be just one. Okay, so Bud is great. Mayweather is great. We don't have to like put one and two and one. You know, it's everybody's great. If you work at your craft and you know, you deserve those props. You like. Two people can be good. We don't have to knock one down just because you want an answer. So,
shout out to the chat, man. The chat is booming. God, all right, let me try to get to all of this.
Oh, see that making me look at Ronnie Brown. He's like, good to see you live.
You can chime in too, whatever.
Zaz, a top 10 Crip fighter. Oh,
God. What's good, y'all? Dave, what's up, Brody?
Hey,
shout out to Benito. This is a great business move from Duck to Golden Goose once again.
I mean, I just feel like. Okay, let's say the fight will happen and then he got his $150 million. Y'all gonna say like, damn, he really made that money. Like, you gotta take risk. If he don't ask for that money, he's not gonna get it. So close mouths, don't get fed. I don't think it's ducking. I think he knows he's getting older, he's walking out the door. So you gotta make that bag before you leave, you know. So
absolutely,
he's ducking.
Absolutely. All right, no problem. Absolutely. And shout out to my uncle too. He definitely about to walk past. Love you. Oh, appreciate you, man. With that said, we love boxing first. Nah.
I fangirl, yeah. Cause Yogi is definitely a big boxing fan. So she talks boxing. Like we don't have to, like, when I see a boxer, it's not, and I vote and I root for him, it's not because I think he's cute or something like that, you know? It's because I see his skills, and, you know, sometimes I love the personality of the boxer. Like, you know, they'll take any fight, they'll fight anybody, you know? It's stuff like that. Is I never root for a guy because I think he's cute. So get that out of your brains. Like, that's a lot of times men think that too, that women, oh, she's rooting for because she got a crush on him. Absolutely not. That's not me. I'm speaking for myself. I don't give a fuck about what a man looks like in boxing. So, you know, I love the sport, and that's it. So,
yo, shout out to the chat, man. It's Bowman. It's Bowman. Benito, what's up, Gonzalez? Knockouts with Nika. You are Puerto Rican queen. If so, then I'm shocked that you are defending a Mexican boxer. What is your history with Mexican boxers, Mexicans in general, and Mexican culture?
So I'm actually Puerto Rican and Dominican, so I'm Dominican. I don't know why you're shocked that I'm defending a Mexican boxer, because I love the sport of boxing. I'm just speaking on the business of boxing. I don't care where you're from, what you look like, or anything. If I think Canelo is not ducking. That's just my opinion. I feel like he's making a good business move. He's trying it out. Okay, he throws 150 out there. They don't bite on that. So now he's gonna come with, like, he's gonna lower it down. He's almost out the door. So he's trying to make the big bag before he gets out the door. So I don't feel like I'm defending him. I just feel like that's my opinion. I don't care if he's Mexican. I don't care where he's from. It doesn't matter. I don't care. So I'm gonna root for you no matter what. I don't care where you're from. So
that's the diehard Knicks, man. Mayweather woke Canelo up. He stepped up his game in the ring and in business.
Yeah. I feel like he's just being a good businessman. I don't understand.
Shout out to Shannon from the Knicks Twitter thread. He pulled up. I know NCAA is going on right now. Appreciate everybody who's pulling up. The 234 people in the building. Y'all is sickos. Y'all goddamn sickos. Nika, you look smacked.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Did I really? Let me drink this water. Hold on.
Yeah, man. You're taking some water. Start flying out the window.
I'm not smacked like that. I'm blind, so I don't have my glasses on, so I'm all like, you know.
It's okay, man.
Well, they know, the most of the people that know me know I get lit, so, you know, it is what it is.
That's good. I appreciate this honesty with the situation with Canelo. That's good. I appreciate it. Canelo for everyone.
That's what I'm just like, how y'all calling this man a duck? He's not ducking. I just feel like he's making a good business move. Like, he knows that when you're getting older, like, you don't really have that many more fights in you. So you can need to start making good business moves to make the most money for less fights. So he's Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Black, like, it doesn't matter. I would say the same thing, no matter what he was.
That's great. Yo, shout out to Remy. Yo,
good chat. Yeah, Remy is one of our big supporters on Women Crushing It Wednesdays, on In the Ring with Christine's YouTube channel. So go ahead and subscribe to that too. He's a great supporter of ours. So yeah, growing up when Mike Tyson wasn't fighting. Let me see. Vernon Forrest, he was one. Mayweather, Cotto, everybody, really, like everybody. I watched Donaire, Inouye. Like I just love boxing. I don't care who's fighting. I watch like all the on the cards and everything. And when I go to fights, when I pay my ticket for a ticket, I go to the fights early enough to catch all the undercards and everything because I love boxing. I don't want to just see the main card. I want to see like the people that are trying to come up and be on the main card. I like to see those fighters fight on the undercard. So, you know, those are people that we're going to eventually start watching when they, you know, get more into the boxing business. So
the chat loves you, right in Yoji. Hell, we love you.
I love you too, RJ.
With Nika, I'm late. Did you guys talk about today's fights between Zapata versus Smith in Mario, England? That's
no, we didn't talk about it, but I was watching that when I was holding it, so I didn't really pay attention to it, but I saw that he did beat Zapata in the fifth round, so I gotta see what's going to go after that. I see it was a body shot, you know, those body shots. Well, I felt that body shot. It was probably worse than giving birth. Not that I've gave birth. I don't have any kids, y'all. But I just know that body shot looked like it was. It looked like everybody in his whole family was behind that punch.
Oof. What you think hurts more, body shots or getting punched in your jaw?
Well, I think both. Both. It depends. If somebody hits you like square on the jaw, that's gonna hurt. But when we see boxers react to punches during a fight, it looks like a body punch has a delayed reaction. Like you hit a fighter, you know, on the body, and then 5 seconds later, they're like, oh, because the pain just starts like throbbing in there. But, you know, a headshot, they knocked out right away most of the time. So I don't know. They both look like they hurt. I don't want to experience it because nobody's beat my ass before in 42 years, and it's not going to happen now. So if anybody want to try it, you know, like the little troll, because there's a couple of trolls on boxing Twitter. You know what? I'm not even going to say their name. Never mind. Let's keep it.
Yo, you don't want to say their name, man. We say names over here.
Who's well, because I don't want to give
pissing you like, off.
I don't want to give their page any shine because that's what they be doing it for the clout. And then when their page is not getting in traffic, then they start poking. So I'm not even going to die. So you know what? Be blessed. That's what I say.
Yo, shout outs to you. Shout outs to the chat too, man. Al the Pal, Spence actually had a better resume than Crawford.
Yeah, per y'all. I don't know if you're Al the Pal, if you're one of them, but I know you're a supporter of mine. But that's what they say. So, you know, I think Spence kind of bamboozled y'all. He bamboozled y'all. Y'all was talking about Spence's resume and Bud's resume, and then everybody that Bud beat, they all fought better than Spence did. So what are we doing here? And then he demolished Spence. So I mean, whose resume was better then? Seriously, did that resume even, what did the resume do for him? It helped him get his ass beat. Come on. Resume didn't do nothing for him. Absolutely nothing for him. Sorry.
Man, appreciate the chat, Jersey boy.
Thanks, Jersey.
Shout out, Jersey boy. Bud is a versatile aggressor, offensive genius. Mayweather is an offensive genius. Both are top G's. Appreciate that.
Right. Yogi knows her boxing, you know? See, she's a woman in sports. She loves boxing too, so you know, and she definitely deals with the same stuff too. Like, guys, guys want to gatekeep sports so bad. They want to gatekeep sports so bad. But it's just like, okay, y'all want to gatekeep the sports, but then y'all, I be seeing the same men that be talk shit about women in sports. They be betting on women's sports. Don't bet on women's college basketball. If you don't like women, get out of here. Don't make no money off of it. So keep it consistent over the board. You don't like women, don't like women's sports, don't bet on women's sports. Okay?
Shout out to the queen. Shout out to everybody in the chat. Chat booming. Chat is booming. Chat, I swear to God, I love you guys.
Yeah, we from the Bronx. We from the Bronx. 174.
Not we, you.
Oh, no, my guy right here, executive suite on the. I know you're from Harlem, but we from the Bronx.
Oh man, appreciate y'all. Appreciate the chat too. My God, Die Hard Knicks, you come up with the questions. What is your favorite punch or combination?
Probably like an overhand punch, because usually that's like the one that knocks people out. But you know, a nice jab is always it's always good to have in your pocket. But not a perfect answer. I was talking about the great Mexican-Puerto Rican rivalry, which is best rivalry in boxing. And thank you for your answer. My Puerto Rican queen is Dominican. You only want to say I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm Dominican too. Don't leave it out. Dominican, but I appreciate you.
Yo, right in Yoji. I appreciate you pulling up, Yoji. I'm white.
Exactly. Like, so I don't care about, you know, I root for anybody. If you're a good boxer, I don't care where you're from. You know, so I'm gonna root for you to win. If you're a good fighter, I don't care where you're from.
Yes.
Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. They calling you too. Yeah.
Yes, please get me to 1,000 subscribers.
Yes, let's get him to it. Look, if you guys fuck with me, I don't know how many people are here that follow me, but you know, follow State. Let's get him over 1,000 followers. You guys need to get on Twitter because he hosts some nice, interesting, entertaining spaces, I must say. Like and subscribe.
Look, my fingers is twitching and shit. Yo. Appreciate you pulling up. Thoughts on AJ versus Ngannou?
Yeah. It went exactly the way it was supposed to go and the way I knew it was going to go. One was a freaking MMA fighter, and one was a real boxer. The real boxer knocked him out. So I was not surprised. And he bamboozled you guys into thinking that he was actually going to do something to AJ. If you know boxing, you knew AJ was going to do exactly what he did and knock that man out. And that was a nasty knockout, too. Ooh. Ooh. I know he's probably still feeling that punch. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, jeez. Shout out to Acme. Salute. I have been a fan because I am a boxing fan also. And then when I found out you were a Knicks fan.
Oh, yes, Ebony. You know what? If you're a boxing fan and you're a Knicks fan, then I know you are a very aggressive woman, just like myself. And we are very loyal. Because that's what every time I tell somebody I'm a Knicks fan, they'd be like, oh my God, you are so loyal. Like, yeah, I am. Because we've been through a lot. I just want to get a chip before I die. I am going to be 43 next month. All I want to see is just, you know, a chip in my lifetime, okay? You know, if I could have given Patrick Ewing my knees back in the days, I would have so taken his knees for him, you know? Switch him out to the playoffs and let him win a chip. And then, you know, if you want to give him back, give him back. But I wish I could have given my knees because, you know, those knees just running up and down that court, we never could get it. We could never, it was just, we were that close. So.
Yeah, man. I guess, you know, we spent a nice, lovely hour on boxes. Yo, shouts to y'all, man. Shouts to y'all in the chat. Matter of fact, there's still some more questions coming in about boxes. They love your boxing taste. They love you, Ad. Look, shout out to this queen.
Don't be acting like y'all love me in here and then go reporting me on Twitter, okay? If you love me across the board, because I love me across the board, all right?
Nah, I'm pretty sure they won't no more. I send the little homies on the timeline, make sure. I got the little homies, they protect everybody, so we good. With Nakia, did you see the size difference between Tim Tizu and Sebastian Fendora? Woo!
Sebastian Fendora. They got you pronouncing these names. Yes, you know what? Just because he's tall, the taller they are, the harder they fall. Because he was just knocked out not too long ago, so his height does not matter. Tim Tizu is gonna knock that man out. I feel sorry. I'm sorry, Fendora. It has to be you, but you know, Keith, he had a shoulder injury, so he had to pull out the fight, and Fendora was ready to step in. He's it really is night and day. Like, he's I don't know. I can't remember how tall he is, but he looks like he's damn near a foot taller than Tim. But I mean, Tim's still gonna knock him out. I don't care how tall he is. He's gonna be shorter than Tim when he's laying on that ground. So laying on the canvas. So.
Well, no, chat. Don't worry. I'm gonna get to all y'all questions, yo. I'm gonna try to keep it here. I'm gonna try to get all the questions.
Hey, L-Tom. Everybody's pulling up.
I appreciate everybody pulling up.
Subscribe to everybody's page or, you know, my page, State's page. Like, share. Yeah.
Yes.
He is 6'7". He's 6'7". And how tall is Tim? It don't matter. Like, yeah, he's stopping him with a body shot. That body shot is gonna make Fundura 2 feet. He's gonna be laying on the ground.
Quick question. Do you think bigger fighters are easier to knock out as opposed to smaller fighters because of what you just said? You said one guy is 6'7" and, you know, body shot.
Well, they all have to come in at the same, well, they have to weigh in at the same weight. So every, you know, there's classes in boxing, like weight classes in boxing. So everybody that's fighting each other, they're weighing in at the same weight. So everybody's built different, you know. I'm not gonna say how much I weigh, but I know somebody else that weighs the same as me and who's a little tall is gonna be built different. So doesn't mean she could beat my ass.
Yeah, shout out to my cousin, man. You wanna say hi? You wanna say hi to everybody? Come say hi. What's that in your head? That's a sandwich? Yeah, you sharing? Nah, geez. You always come in here. Come on, man. Nah, I'm messing with you, man. You good though? Like that. Love that. Shout out to the cousin, man. My cousin, man. Love him to death.
Yes, boxing pound for pound, Jack. There is only one like us, and I wish everybody would. They're on the upcoming underground boxer you feel should get on the main card.
Yes.
You know what? That's a good question because I wouldn't really say he's an underground fighter, but Albert Bell had a fight last night and he knocked his opponent out something ridiculous. And hasn't gotten a title shot yet. And I feel like he should definitely be somebody who gets a title shot because he's been putting cards on his own in his city. In Toledo or Cincinnati, but he's been putting on boxing cards and been knocking people out. He should get a shot at the title now, so in my opinion.
Shout outs to Dominique, man. Everybody pulling up. I appreciate y'all pulling up. We got 200.
We appreciate you, yes.
Yes, 282 people right now. Oh my gosh, cheap charges. Oh, Jesus. I hate cheap charges, man. Dominique, man, I wanted to get Nike on head as well because I remember it was like a space we was on a couple of months ago and you was talking like, oh, man, nobody talks boxing and it's a hard, you know, just complaining. So I hope this little, you know, pod that I'm doing right now with Miss Nike, I hope you continue to follow her page and listen to her takes. I watched one of her shows. Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm consistent with Christine doing the show every Wednesday, but on my channel I haven't been live. But I'm gonna start going live again, you guys. Okay, because I know, you know, everyone.
They need that boxing, man. They need that information, man. You keep the information from people, man. Don't do that.
I just been working on my temper because this thing comes with trolls. So that's the thing. If I'm giving advice to a woman that wants to do like podcasting and stuff like that, you gotta have thick skin. I don't have thick skin because I have nice skin. I don't have thick skin and I have a short temper. So if you have a short temper, you got to kind of work on that if you want to do podcasting because these trolls, they really get up in the morning. They don't even brush their teeth sometimes and then get on there and they would just be like, let me see what Nike is doing. You know, oh, fat bitch, you fat old bitch. It's like, what? Exactly. So you got to have thick skin. If you want to be in podcasting or anything like, you know, social media wise, because I think some of these people's like their goal is to break you. So people know what to do to piss me off. Just call me a bitch or, you know, and we're talking boxing. I'm going to go off on you. I mean, it's just because why are you doing that? So then I'm going to take it all the way left. You know, I'm going to tell you to suck a dick, choke on it, and just go on about your business. So.
Shout out to the chat. The chat is booming. Hold on, I want you to look at this comment right before we get to this next question. Shout out to Benito. With Nike as a former street fighter, body shots by a mile. It hurts like hell, and it's worse the next morning.
Okay, so have you been knocked out by a headshot though, Benito? Because I mean, I feel like that would hurt too. But I mean, if you have both, then you've experienced both, then you're definitely the best person to comment on that.
Shout out to Ebony. What do you think of Shushu Carrington?
Bruce Carrington, yeah, he's the next one coming out of Brooklyn. Yeah, I think he's up next. He's knocking people out. He's like, you know, I think he kind of took the Brooklyn thing from Tyson, where he wears the towel around his neck, like cut open. Yeah, he's a name to watch out for. So I know a lot of people don't really know him because they kind of started him out on like the undercards on Top Rank. But now I feel like he should be like a co-main or something, you know. He's definitely the next one up. So yeah, resumes don't win fights, Ronnie. Bravo, how you doing? I haven't seen you in so long because I haven't been live. I'm sorry. Hope all is well. Let me tell you, Spence fans have really made my life hell for a while. They made me lose so many freaking Twitter pages. So I don't give a fuck what they feel like right now. I really don't.
Oh man. For the KO, which proved catastrophic versus Mendoza.
Well, who's was that talking about Fundora, right? Because
once again, you drinking Tito's.
No, I'm not even drunk, y'all. Y'all know, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. some of y'all that know me know that I'm just a little like quirky mm-hmm. or whatever, but this I'm not drunk. This is my only drink, and this is Tito's and cranberry. So relax, people. It's Saturday. The next one, you know. Damn, I can't have a drink. Fuck.
Wow. Tito's and cranberry juice. Where the hell you get that combination from?
I love cranberry juice and I drink vodka. So either cranberry or orange juice, you know. You love the Knicks now or you or you always love the Knicks? Morocco. Not me.
Oh God. I know I'm crazy, man. Come on, man. You know that, man. Yo, shouts to everybody in the chat, man. Shouts to Dial Nix. I'm Vamp 92928. Nika just found your channel. That's what we here for.
Yeah, we gotta. Okay, I'm gonna start going live since you guys are finding my channel. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, say man. Wait, go ahead. You was about to say something.
No, he wanted you to put your page in the chat so he could subscribe to it. Oh, he's probably watching the live from my page.
Oh, okay. I definitely just did. Salute to all of you guys. Oh, the chat is loving you. Fury was so bad that Nagano looked good.
And it bamboozled people to thinking that he was gonna give AJ some problems, and AJ just knocked him out something disgusting. Oof.
What is the difference between MMA? But
that's the UFC fighter. The UFC fighters, they be kicking and kneeing people and elbows and stuff like that. That's not boxing. So it's night and day.
What's the difference? What's the main difference? Skill?
Skill, yes. And then like what they are actually allowed to do in the ring, because the MMA fighters, they're using their legs, their feet, you know, their elbows. In boxing, you're just using punches. That's it. So you need skill to be able to beat somebody with just punches.
Yo, black don't crack, man. Y'all gotta stop this shit.
Oh, bless you, young man. Appreciate you.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Bless you, Shannon. Hope you have a lovely day.
Who's your current?
My current favorite, it would be Bud Crawford. Yeah, that would be my favorite if I had to pick one. But I really don't have favorites, so. Oh, sense. Okay.
What's your thoughts on Kamel?
You know, I think he actually looks a little bit like Tank Davis. I don't know if they related or what, but he's definitely another name to look out. But a lot of people don't see him because he's been on a lot of undercards, but so they're not aired unless you like watch it on YouTube or something like that. But he's another name to look out for sure. So that's why I took a look at him with a body shot. Yeah, he's gonna. I feel sorry for Fundora because he just suffered a freaking Knockout. He's gonna get knocked out again.
Question for me and you outside of the chat. What is the is there like different boxing styles? Because I noticed, because you know, I never, you know, I'm not a boxer, I wouldn't know. But usually on fight night, like round three, they usually have boxing styles when you create your own boxing, you know, southpaw and all of this. Can you name the boxing styles and can you explain them, please, if you don't mind?
There's only two like stances, which would be orthodox if you're a right hander, and a southpaw, which is a left hander. But then, you know, there's people say that a boxer has a Mexican style. That's a boxer who comes forward and is very aggressive, and they're just really just punch it out and battle it out. But you could be a defensive fighter, an offensive fighter, but it's really just two stances for boxing, orthodox and southpaw.
Well, I always thought it was like a million stances, man. Like and subscribe both.
You're either a lefty or a righty, or you somebody who can fight both ways. So really three. So.
Oh, I didn't know that, honestly. Like and subscribe both our channels. Shouts to Nika once again pulling up. Shouts to the chat too. Literally carrying me.
Because you know I have been not treating y'all right by not going live since November, and I apologize. I'm so sorry, y'all.
They on your ass. They are.
Go on. No, they be hitting me in my DM like, "Nika, where you gonna go live? Where you gonna go live?"
I got out, fellas, ladies.
What are your thoughts on Edgar Villegas? He's been you know what? And I agree. He's been matched to look like a monster. But he, to me, in my opinion, yeah, I don't have to agree. I don't think he's a monster. He's been matched to knock out guys in the first round. So, you know, of course, he's going to look good because they're putting him in there with somebody that he's supposed to knock out. So when he finally got in there with people who actually can fight, and he didn't look the same. So I'm not sold on him at all. So when they were trying to sell me the fight with him and Canelo, I was like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. He don't deserve a Canelo fight. So, yeah, Edgar Belenga is not a monster, in my opinion. So he needs to, I don't even know why they gave him that name, but okay. Who wins? I mean, if you don't, it better be even. How do they win? Like, oh, God. That's going to be a good fight. I see the Saudis, they're talking about that fight right now. So, you know, I'm not good at picking fights to win. That's why I don't bet on boxing because, you know, it just takes one punch to end the fight. So I know it's just going to be a good fight and I want to see it. But I really wish a lot of these fights that the Saudis are paying for, we get them here. Like, they might be the ones who can pay Canelo and Benavidez the money, but then that means that the fight's going to be over there. It's not going to be here in the U.S. And the big boxing fans who want to see these fights can't go see them live because who's going to fly all the way over there? Just, you know. So, Abdullah Mason, Emiliano Vargas, a great fight for the future. Yeah, they both are upcoming stars. I mean, Vargas is definitely taking, I think he's better than his dad. So, yeah. I agree, Belenger has been over. I will not be faced with Boston, but I do like Xander's eyes. Yes, I feel like he's the next Puerto Rican star that's breaking out. He actually trains here in Florida, but I don't know if it's Fort Lauderdale or Miami.
Is a boxing trainer the most important person on the team?
I really feel like it's the boxer himself, because the trainer can tell you everything you want to hear or that you need to do, and it's got to be you to listen and kind of like execute the plan. So a fighter has to be mentally sound. Mental is a big thing in boxing, in my opinion. Like, if you're not mentally right, you should not be in the ring. That's why I don't think Ryan Garcia should be fighting. That's my opinion. He looks like he's having some type of mental issues, in my opinion. I'm not diagnosing him, but he don't need to be fighting. So when Devin Haney beats him, I'm not really going to be like, oh, you know, excited, because I already know he's going to beat the man. He's not. Unless he pulls out a punch, you know, out his ass. I don't know. He catches on what one, but he shouldn't be fighting. One guy just bit a guy during an MMA fight today and got disqualified. You know, see? I don't know. It's just like why would he have to bite the man? He's already gets to kick him. He gets to knee him. He gets to elbow him. And you want to bite him too? That's, you know, then you just don't need to be fighting, my guy. You, that's not for you. If you got a bite, you already get to kick, knee, elbow, punch, choke, damn near. I feel like they get to do that. It's just, you got to bite him, so get out of the sport. Get out of the sport.
Do you know about the Philly shell?
Yeah. That's a defensive move, but it's not like a fighting style. It's just like a defensive style, I guess, I would say.
Is peekaboo style a real style?
I feel like all I really hear people say is a Mexican style. That it's like aggressive style, but I really don't see people breaking fighters down like that. They'll say he's using a Philly shell defense, but they're not saying that's like his whole, you know. So either orthodox or you southpaw or both. Dolan didn't hire Rose and Church. Are you going for the Saudis to buy the Knicks? You know, if the Saudis can buy the Knicks and they let somebody, I don't even know if they even like boxing like that. They just do it because they got the money and they're because they, if they do like boxing, they only like heavyweight boxing. I saw the guy turn him the Benavidez offer down. So I don't know. We want big fights. We want good fights. Preferably here in the U.S. so we can travel to them. Who would you like to see Crawford fight next? Well, he's already activated his mandatory status. So whoever wins the Fundura and Tim Tzu fight, which would be Tim Tzu, that's who he would fight next. And that's going to be a good fight. So,
yo, I love the boxing talk. I know what people want to hear.
Yeah, they want to hear about the Knicks.
Want to hear. And I love the boxing talk because a lot of us, I don't know boxing like that. I'm going to be honest with you. So, like, I wanted to make sure, like, we spent at least, like, an hour plus specifically talking about boxing because, it, especially hearing it from you, because you even gave me new information today, right? You got me wanting to watch the next fight. Because a lot of
your people, family, they always have fights at the Garden in the in the small the Hulu Theater and stuff like that, and the Barclays. There's a big fight on April 20th, which is between Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney at the Barclays on 420. So.
Ooh, 420. I know what that is.
420. I don't know how the smoking thing is there, Barclays, but you know they're gonna be doing it in there. It's 420, so you guys who are smokers, maybe you could catch you a fight too. It's on 420, so go ahead and purchase those tickets at the Barclays.
Mm-hmm. Who was your favorite Nick growing up? That's how we're going. We're just going to jump right in.
My favorite Nick is Patrick Ewing. Okay, I love Patrick Ewing with, you know, with my whole soul. And I really don't like the way the Knicks kind of handled him like towards the end of his career. I really feel like he should have been some type of coach in the Knicks. Something. He should not have been gone to the Sonics or nothing. He should have been Knicks all the way through and through. He's definitely my favorite player. That whole team, like growing up in the 90s with, like, you know, John Starks, Anthony Mason, Charles Oakley, Allen Houston, Chris Childs. I like Chris Childs. I like those gritty fighters. I mean, fighters, look at me, basketball players, like athletes. So, but Patrick Ewing through and through. I really wish that I could have like lent him my knees. I really wish because, you know, we could have won some. I feel we could have won some. So if he was just a little bit healthier, but Patrick Ewing, yeah.
Yeah, we could have won, but somebody want to go. Matter of fact, you know what? I ain't going to take that route. You know, I'm going to blame Pat Riley.
Pat Riley?
Yeah, I'm going to blame him. Okay. I'm not going to blame the players. When you know a player is shooting poorly, you got to pull him. You have to. It does not matter what's going on. Talk about the Knicks culture. When you was growing up, did you feel the culture from the 90s Knicks as you're watching them on TV? And what the hell got you into the Knicks? Why? What made you a Knicks fan? Who, what, when, where, why, and how?
Okay, so I became a Knicks fan because I'm a New Yorker. I'm from the Bronx. So, and I just was a tomboy. So my cousins, they loved basketball. They loved the Knicks. So, I started like watching basketball with my cousins. And then as I got older, I started watching more and more basketball. I was married once upon a time, for 14 years, and he was a Heat fan. So, Heat and the Knicks rivalry, it was kind of something that we used to always like go back and forth and about. So, I feel like I've seen so many of my friends like just give up on the Knicks. Like they really have given up on the Knicks from when we used to be Knicks fans way back in the 90s. But I really feel like all the real hardcore Knicks fans, we are very loyal people. We just want to win, man. We just want to win. We just want to win.
Yo, I love the random questions, yo.
Yeah.
Y'all fighting, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Carlos Arroyo and JJ Barea. Me personally, I'm picking JJ. I love JJ Barea. But Carlos Arroyo, my Puerto Rican brother.
Okay. I'm gonna go with JJ. I'm gonna just go using JJ.
I love JJ Barea. Carlos Arroyo, I think he was playing for the Puerto Rican national team. If I'm not mistaken, really good basketball player. But once again, this is why I was grilling you just now. The
Yeah.
Heat fan shit,
Because
man.
I have because my mom, she had moved us out of New York, and I was in high school, so
Oh, okay.
I met he was my high school sweetheart. He was and was here in Miami, so I didn't really have a choice. It was gonna be,
Oh,
even
so.
though there are so many Knicks fans and Yankees fans here in Florida, because I used to live in Tampa, and Tampa has the New York, I mean the New York Yankees spring training camp there. I used to go to the games, and I was thinking I would have to like I would end up in a fight because I would wear my Yankees gear. I'm just like, I would go to the home game for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, and it would be nothing but freaking Yankees fans, and like it looked like a home game for the Yankees. So yeah, I was married to a Heat fan, but obviously we're not together anymore, so it didn't work out. So
Yeah, because he's a fucking
because
Heat
he's
fan.
a fucking Heat fan, right?
He don't know no better. He don't know shit.
He's a fucking Heat fan, yeah. So yeah, those are always really intense back and forth when we had like back in the day, those rivalries between the Heat and the Knicks were really bad. So
Your
there's a
worst heartbreak with the Knicks. My fault. I seen you was reading something. Your worst heartbreak with the Knicks.
Yeah, so I have moved to Florida, but I'm still in New York. I moved back to New York, so I'm still, I never, I see, at least I didn't become a Heat fan. I would never root for the Heat. And even though I live in Miami, I would never root for the Miami Heat, ever. So, that's, we're not even gonna go there. Don't even put that on my jacket, okay?
Thank you so much for the boxing sidebar. It was fun. You I are fun host. Hey, I'm trying. I'm trying.
No, you have a lot of energy, so especially on those spaces there, you'd be turnt, let me tell you. Oh my God.
It's a gift.
Yeah, no, so you that's why you need to keep doing this podcasting, because it's gonna grow for you for sure.
I'm trying, man. But I want to make sure that I bring all of y'all with me. This is why I actually come on the show today. I didn't really want to talk about the Knicks like that. Like, I know you're a Knicks fan, but I wanted to talk about boxing and just sports in general because I feel like women need more of a voice. And a lot of men that do Knick content creating, they're so like bland. They like, bro, I don't want to hear you come. I'll give you an example. I just got off work, right? I want to go home. I don't want to turn on your YouTube channel and you're talking about a fucking plus minus, bro, after I did 14 hours, bro. I don't want to hear that. That's just me. That's me.
No, see, I that's and that's the way I am too. Like I like I like the bullshit. I like the shit talking, like, because I'm gonna talk my shit. And let me tell you, because somebody asked me that today on Twitter. They were just like, Nika, if y'all make it to the finals, are you gonna show your ass? Like, you gonna act up? Absolutely, I am. Absolutely. So don't even ask me, because you already know the answer. I'm gonna show my fucking ass. So yeah.
Yo,
We sauce today, so yeah.
yeah, Ari crazy. Ari showed up drunk. Like, Oh my God.
I know an Ari from boxing Twitter. I thought it was another Ari, but this one is from Nick's Twitter then, okay.
Yeah, it's my Nick's Twitter guy, Ari. He crazy as hell, man. All these guys are crazy as hell, man. I love Knicks fans.
But you know what? I have come to realize that a lot of us Knicks fans are kind of crazy. We are very passionate people, and we are loyal. So if you don't like it, get over it.
Thoughts on Julius Randle?
I love Julius Randle, and I cannot wait till he comes back. We have a lot of injuries, and we have been still playing good. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest. Like, I was not so into, like, the Knicks. Well, not just Knicks, like, the basketball seasons as of, like, when they started doing all the super teams and stuff like that. So I kind of fell back with, like, watching basketball regularly like I was. But, you know, how the Knicks been playing and, like, as of recent, I'm excited about Knicks basketball again. So, and he's part of the reason why, definitely Jalen Brunson, you know. And I just like that. When I heard you ask Ebony on the episode with her, like, who would you want to see, like, added to the? I don't want to add nobody else. I just want to work with what we have. I like to win things from out the mud. I don't want to be a super team. I don't want none of that. I want us to just win with what we have right now, and just like get it out the mud. Don't add nobody else. Cause when we won LeBron, he did this whole fucking spectacle and like did a whole into, oh, I'm gonna take my talents to Miami, all that bullshit. And so no, I just want who we have. I don't want to add nobody else. I just want to win with what we have. So
thoughts on Jalen Brunson?
I'm so glad that we have someone like Jalen Brunson. For the Knicks, he gets you excited for watching Knicks basketball. You know, like I don't feel like we had a player like that in a long time. You know, if I'm being honest, I'm sorry for the people who are fans of the player, but I feel like we haven't had somebody like that to make us excited about watching the Knicks play. So,
if you know,
the league is not good or exciting to me unless the Knicks are like in contention and winning. Is if we being real, like the league sucks when the Knicks are not playing good. Like, sorry.
So, if you had to compare Thomas Thibodeau, New York Knicks head coach, mm-hmm. if you had to compare him to a boxer, who you compare him to, and why?
A boxer, okay. He's a defensive guy, so I gotta find a defensive boxer. That's a good question. You should have sent me that question. Because I would have get back to you on that one. Because, yeah, I feel like Thibodeau, he focuses more on defense. So it's got to be a defensive fighter. Who's the good defensive fighter to compare to? Wow. That's a great question. I'm going to come back to you on that one. I'm sorry. That's a great question. Because, you know what? I should compare, like, all, like, make a list of all the starters for the Knicks and who they are compared to as a boxer. That's a good one. So I'll make a list and I'll drop it with all the starters and the coach and what boxer they're compared to. That's like, that'll be a good list to make. So,
you know, have you ever boxed before?
I have never professionally boxed, no, but I did take boxing classes for workouts. That's it. I'm not a boxer, but if you get my timing right, I will beat your ass. I don't need to be a professional boxer for that. So yeah, that answers your question, really.
Once again, Nike, man, I appreciate you pulling up, man. Oh my God, 338 people. I can't even see how many people's looking at on Twitter.
Because your phone's
my phone dead. But I'm gonna see it when I turn my phone on, man. My cousin has. He got the expensive charger. He got the $60 charger. I'm definitely about to use that. But my last question, and thank you once again for allowing me to take up at least an hour and a half of your time today. I'm trying to get these ladies out of here at least an hour and a half or something. You know, they got lives too. They can't just be on state.
I don't do shit, but yeah.
Look, you do shit. But let's stop the BS, okay? Okay. But my last question, and probably, you know, my most favorite question of them all, even if you probably mentioned it a couple of times, but you know, I want you to go in depth and you'll have the floor. Any advice for females trying to talk sports? Also, any male who wants to know boxing, please go follow Nika. Please don't be a weirdo. Don't be a weirdo,
but yeah, let me tell you, I have things for weirdos, so let me tell you.
so tread please lightly. Don't be a weirdo. Mm-hmm.
They need to tread lightly. If you're a weirdo, tread lightly, because you will be a part of it.
I appreciate that. You know, advice for women who wants to talk sports, advice for people in general, advice for anybody who's in boxing Twitter, advice for Knick fans, especially the women. And also, you know, me and you, we've had conversations and we spoke, you know, I go through personal things in my life, you go through personal things in your life. So I would love for you to just, you know, talk to women and their mentals are important, you know, give that, you know, some love too. And also talk about your Puerto Rican, Dominican heritage too, if you can. Now, I know I asked you that shit. I'm so sorry. What was yours though?
So my advice to women, I don't really know if I'm the best person to give it, but because I don't follow it because I have a short temper. But like I said, you have to have, if you're talking sports, know what you're talking about. Do your research. Because the guys, they're always going to test you to see if you know what you're talking about. They're waiting for you to slip up and say something wrong so they could just say, aha, bitch, you don't know your sports. So do your research. Have thick skin. Try to ignore the trolls. Because that's my problem. I don't ignore the trolls. I cuss you out and then I ignore you. But I got to always get mine in. For the guys, let the women, like, y'all got to stop trying to get rid of women. You know, do y'all hate women that much? Y'all want us to talk about sports? You know, love us. We can add some value to sports, especially if y'all betting on women's sports, you know. Let me see. I am Dominican and Puerto Rican. My mom is Dominican. That's all I'm going to speak about. Yeah. what else did you ask me? There was another question, I think.
Shit, even I forgot. I'm so right now. Shit.
On the floor, you guys can follow. I'm live every Wednesday on In the Ring with Christine's YouTube channel. We talk boxing. It's called Women Crushing It Wednesdays. So yeah, you can catch us every Wednesday. We talk about boxing and all things boxing. On boxing Twitter, or you told me to address the boxing Twitter and the Knicks Twitter. Boxing Twitter, for the people who act right, you know, I love you. We laugh, we talk sports, and we keep it moving. The ones who like the guys that sit on their couch and you fart on your nuts, you grab your phone and you want to harass women, get a life. Nick's Twitter, thanks for, you know, welcoming me in. I hope I don't get into it with anybody. So, you know, you can, that's pretty much it.
That's good. Plug yourself, man, where people can find you, where people can find your goddamn pod. What the hell is your Twitter name? Can they follow you? Where they need to find you? Also, once again, I demand this, and I'm asking you to do this. It is 363 people in here. These motherfuckers is watching live. I better see your ass on live stream recorded next week.
Yeah, I'm gonna see it.
You got all this support in here tonight?
Support in here. Please follow State New York Knicks Pod. You know, I already have the subscribers. I need like the hours, then I could get monetized, but I haven't been on there, so it's just like,
it's okay.
But you could follow me on YouTube at Knockouts with Nika, and on Twitter is boxing_bird81, and on Instagram is Knockouts with Nika, and that's pretty much it. So I appreciate everybody like tuning in today. I am a little bit sauced, I ain't gonna lie, but it's Saturday, the Knicks won, so you know. Bet on the Knicks. We're gonna hit. You know, there you go.
All right, thank you, Nike. I appreciate you. We'll speak later on. Say bye to everybody.
Bye. Oh, wait, let me say, I was gonna, you know what? Because I was drinking, but I was gonna rap on this motherfucker. I was gonna drop a freestyle, but.
Wait, hold on. Nah.
We'll say that for another time.
No, I don't do that.
When I'm sober.
That back.
Damn, look
next
at that vein in my forehead. God
damn. Next time we on, give me a freestyle.
No, I could come back and do that. I am not sober right now, so I can't remember some of the words, but
oh man, I appreciate you, Nike. I also appreciate the chat, man. Once again, man, Nike, salute to you. Salute to your channel. Salute to everything that you're doing. You've been a great, even a motivation for me, right? Because now I want to watch box a little bit, kind of expand my brain. When you expand your brain and you learn about different shit, it's like exercise for your brain.
But you can get the followers in here from boxing, you know, because most people who watch boxing, they do watch basketball too. So you can get, you know, get that audience as well. So
no, that's a fact. You know, but thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. I love Nika, man. Such a cool person. Matter of fact, shout out to the chat, man. Y'all ain't do no weird shit today, right? That's the one thing. Don't do weird shit today. And this was nice. She said, "Stay and Nika the same person." I love violence, brother. You know it, these I love my kind of woman, drunk. Yeah, mother. Woo, man, that was a great show, bro. Salute D, salute to you, King. Salute to you, King. D is my guy. I'm Eurostep. Every time D start being on that bullshit where he just barking at people, I Eurostep that shit. I Eurostep. Wee. I don't want no parts of that. Especially when I'm with the babies. I don't want negativity. When I'm with those babies, you will get blocked in a heartbeat. Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me now. Don't fuck with me. What you told when DMX pulled up? And he said, hey, listen, I'm the roughest, toughest, the nada. Man, Tommy Buns, man. Yeah, I need that. Yo, Brother State, we still company man. You know I'm on company man in time. I say fuck the Knicks, and I say the Knicks can win a championship within the same sentence, and nobody ain't gonna say nothing. You know this. I only talk about the Knicks. I call it how I see it with my eyes. Once again, shout out to Nika pulling up. Once again, ain't it, man? And my guy, Ed, they love you, bro. I'm definitely going to get my guy. I was supposed to get my guy, Ed, up here today. But what happened was I had to go to the Knicks game today. I had to. I wasn't even on a post-game space. I had to. Right? Hopefully somebody else ate today on the post-game spaces. Hopefully they finally reached 50 listeners. Let me stop being petty, man. Be yourself, man. Don't be like nobody else. None of you motherfucking Knicks. Let me look in the camera. None of you Knicks Twitter content creators, you better not take my shit and do three different pods in one day. That's my shit. Don't copy my shit. How they talking about, man? Appreciate y'all. Nymo, I appreciate y'all, man. My guy, Ed, appreciate you. Jay from the East, I appreciate you. I'm going to get all these guys up here on pods. I'm about to roll these shits out like hotcakes. Remember when you used to wake up, used to eat them good old Elio's pizzas? Shout out to my aunt Tracy living in Foster right now. And she used to catch me too. I used to go in the kitchen like 3 in the morning. I used to open the fridge and pop in two of these Elio pizzas. I think she used to buy them shit specifically just for me. Shout out to Aunt Tracy, man. I appreciate you. Love you to death. Once again, man, another pod in the books. I got another pod coming within 30, 40 minutes. Shout out to the Queen Steph. I got Queen Steph pulling up in the building. It's ladies' night. Nice. Ladies' day today. No men. I did not want to hear men today at all. At all. Shout out to Steph, man. Shout out to Nothing But Knicks, man. Shout out to Ev. Shout out to Nick of Time Show, man. Shout out to my guy CP, Nick Fan TV, man. Shout out to my guy Evil Dial on Knicks Podcast. Shout out to everybody, man. I appreciate all you guys, man. Still Knicks fans. Shout out to my guy Still Knicks fans. My guy Ron. Matter of fact, Ron partner actually worked with me. We definitely going to have a podcast soon. I think we're going to have it April 14th. I think I also trying to get CP on Twitter Spaces on April 14th at 1 p.m. And then April 14th as well. Y'all know at 5 p.m. I will be at Chef Restaurant in Queens, recording live from the restaurant. I'm absolutely ordering, hey, let me get the shrimp linguine with the finest wine you have in the store. Woo! Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, man. This shit means a lot to me, man. Also, one last, yo, Pops, I appreciate you. Love you to death, man. Love you to death, man. You giving me all this energy, man. I know it. I see it. I can feel it. Pause. And I know it's there. I know you there. Watching. I know you there. So I appreciate that, man. With that said, I'm out of here. I'll see y'all in about 30, 40 minutes. Y'all know how I roll.